Fairpoint Communications is asking the Public Service Board to drop service requirements it has to meet for the majority of its telephone customers. The state says it generally supports the request as long as it protects Vermonters who don't have access to any other reliable service. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
Last year, the state and Fairpoint agreed to end an investigation into service delays and a network failure that disabled the emergency 911 system. In the settlement, the state said it would support the Public Service Board review of service quality standards the company must meet. Fairpoint President Beth Vestigi says there needs to be a balance between the state's regulatory oversight and the company's ability to compete against providers like cable and wireless companies that don't have to meet the same standards.
What we hope to accomplish in the new petition is to determine with the board how to best measure service quality to those customers who continue to rely on Fairpoint for voice service, while recognizing that in many areas of the state, Fairpoint does face real and stiff competition.
Vestigi says Fairpoint wants the board to address two issues. First, the company believes service quality standards should only apply to customers who have no alternative to Fairpoint telephone service. Second is whether the standards should be changed.
Some of those standards have been around for a very long time. They're very expensive and difficult to try to meet. They're not necessarily consistent with the way companies run their businesses.
In particular, the company wants the board to look at a requirement that a certain percentage of repairs must be made within 24 hours. The company has consistently failed to meet that metric. Jim Porter, who heads the telecommunications division at the Department of Public Service, says the state generally agrees with limiting the service quality requirements to customers with no alternative to Fairpoint.
Whether those are the same metrics or different metrics, I don't know at this point. I just think that the most important thing is going to be that they be meaningful.
There's likely to be debate over what constitutes a good alternative to Fairpoint phone service. Porter says in some cases, the department may not consider wireless service an option, even if it's available to a Fairpoint customer. Still, Porter estimates as many as 80% of the company's landline customers do have other choices. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.